AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Six Baltimore police officers already charged in the death of Freddie Gray have now been indicted by a grand jury. Here's our Ed Donahue.
State's attorney Marilyn Mosby says one of the officers faces the most serious charge.
Officer Caesar Goodson Jr., second degree, depraved heart murder.
The charges include involuntary manslaughter, manslaughter by vehicle, and gross negligence. Mosby has said Freddie Gray's neck was broken while being placed in a police van, and his pleas for medical attention were repeatedly ignored.
These officers, who are presumed innocent until proven guilty, are now scheduled to be arraigned on July 2nd.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A suspect is being sought in New York City for the slayings of a wealthy executive, his family, and their housekeeper in Washington, D.C. Darren Dillon Wendt is a former Marine, but he also has a criminal record. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says Wendt had worked for the victim's construction firm.
Right now, it does not appear that this was just a random crime, but there is a connection through the business of the suspect and the Savopoulos family business.
Investigators have been questioning Wendt's girlfriend in Brooklyn. President Obama's trade agenda has cleared a key Senate hurdle.
The yeas are 62, the nays are 38.
The White House wants the trade legislation to improve passage of a trade agreement with Pacific Rim nations. There are some disagreements between the administration and labor unions about whether that would help create new jobs. Hundreds of former NFL players have filed a lawsuit. They claim all 32 teams provided painkillers, often illegally, keeping the men on the field without regard for their health.
Flavor Flav, yeah, boy.
Flavor Flav in hot water with the law in Las Vegas. He was busted, allegedly drunken driving, speeding, and possession of marijuana. This is AP Radio News. Here's a sign that the White House is reaching out to restore ties with Cuba. Cuban reporters today at the White House.
Welcome to the United States and to the White House.
10 Cuban journalists sat in on Press Secretary Josh Earnest's daily briefing, and one even got in a couple of questions.
Do you think the programs for regime change will go on or not?
The president believes that greater engagement between the United States and Cuba would bring about the kind of change that we would like to see in terms of the Cuban government's treatment of the Cuban people.
It should be noted these reporters work for state-sponsored news media. President Raul Castro recently complained that U.S. programs seeking to train independent Cuban journalists are an illegal infringement on Cuban sovereignty. Mark Smith at the White House.
Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez was back in court today pleading not guilty to witness intimidation. He's accused of shooting a man in the face after the victim made a remark about a 2012 slaying. This is AP Radio News.